This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
He sort of told me that the council asked him for clearance of the block by in 30 days.
So, Ronald, you've got to sell the cattle.
We've got to sell them, yeah.
What's the number of cattle that you have there?
We got 120 head there. See, they want clearance of the block, so I've got a caretaker there, I've got one caretaker there, and I've got the cattle there, so he's got to give the council clearance of the block. So we got to be off the block, you know what I mean?
I do. Within 30 days then?
Yeah, within 30 days, and that's probably a week ago now. I only just got them home today, and I only just found all about it yesterday.
I understand, Ronald, you can't put them on other land because you've got to have a certain number of head to hectare, etc.
Yeah.
It really is quite strange that the cattle, your cattle, are being kicked off that land when council could actually earn an income from having them on the land, surely.
Yeah, but they don't want income. I mean, they're buying all this country everywhere over there.
Ronald, they, the council, say what they have here is a block of land to be used for carbon trading projects.
No, they're just full of shit, this council. I know them inside out. They're just going to go trees back and lock it up because, you know, they don't want people to develop anymore over there. They don't want it to go ahead because they don't want a bridge, they don't want this, they don't want that, you know. We've been over there for bloody 40 years, you know. We've been on that side of the river for 40 years. On the other side of the river, my dad started off over there. We've been there for 40 years, and they don't want nothing to go ahead anymore over there, you know? That means our land's going to be worth nothing. If they've won up this land, what's our blocks of land going to be worth? You know, the land that we own, you know?
Thank you, Ronald. Good luck, and thanks for talking with us.
But, you know, between you and I, who's behind all this turnout? Right, thank you.
While I don't know how much exactly council has paid for the land, I'm once again informed by locals it had a price tag of around $800,000 on it. And really, what is this land going to be used for, if at all? Is it, as Ronald says, bought by your money, ratepayer money, so that it can't ever be sold to someone else? We have some pictures of the block on our FabFM Facebook page if you'd like to take a gander. Beautiful block, cattle grazing. Picture perfect, but the snaps will be missing the cattle in less than 30 days.